Hello, everyone, and welcome to GCSE Biology Essentials. I'm your host, and today we're diving into one of the most exam-relevant topics in your OCR specification, pathogen transmission, topic 3.2. Whether you're sitting foundation or higher tier, this is a topic that comes up year after year, and understanding it properly can earn you some seriously easy marks. So what are we covering today? We're going to explore exactly how diseases spread between people, the four main transmission routes you absolutely must know, and crucially, how to link each route to specific prevention methods. This linking skill is what separates a grade 5 answer from a grade 7 or 8. By the end of this episode, you'll have crystal clear mental models, some brilliant memory hooks, and you'll know exactly what examiners are looking for in those tricky application questions. Let's get started. Right, first things first. What is a pathogen? A pathogen is a microorganism that causes disease. Now, here's where students often lose marks. You need to be specific about the type of pathogen. Don't use words like germs or bugs in your exam answers. Instead, use the correct biological classification: bacteria, viruses, protists, or fungi. Each of these can be transmitted in different ways, and examiners love testing whether you understand this. Let's break down the four main transmission routes. Number one, direct contact. This is exactly what it sounds like. Pathogens pass from one person to another through physical touch. This could be skin-to-skin contact, like shaking hands with someone who has impetigo, which is a bacterial infection, or it could be through the exchange of bodily fluids, which is how viruses like HIV or herpes are transmitted. The key word here is direct. There's no intermediary. One infected person touches another person, and the pathogen transfers. Simple as that. Number two, droplet infection. This is a really important one because it explains how diseases like influenza and tuberculosis spread. When an infected person coughs or sneezes, they expel tiny droplets of moisture from their respiratory system. These droplets contain the pathogen, usually bacteria or viruses. Another person then inhales these droplets, and boom, they're infected. Now, here's a crucial exam point. Droplet infection is not the same as airborne transmission over long distances. We're talking about droplets that travel a short distance, usually within about 2 meters. This is why we're told to cover our mouths when we cough and maintain distance from people who are ill. Number three, waterborne transmission. This is the oral fecal route, and cholera is your classic example. Cholera bacteria live in contaminated water. If someone drinks that water, they ingest the bacteria and become infected. The bacteria then multiply in their intestines, causing severe diarrhea. If sanitation is poor, that infected waste can contaminate more water sources, and the cycle continues. This is why access to clean drinking water and proper sewage systems are so important for public health. In exam questions, if you see cholera mentioned, immediately think waterborne, contaminated water, oral fecal route. And number four, vector transmission. Now, this is where students make a really common mistake, so listen carefully. A vector is an organism that carries a pathogen from one host to another without being affected by the disease itself. The classic example is malaria. Malaria is caused by a protist called Plasmodium. This protist is carried by the female Anopheles mosquito. When the mosquito bites an infected person, it picks up the Plasmodium. When it bites another person, it transfers the protist into their bloodstream. Here's the key mistake students make. They say the mosquito causes malaria. Wrong. The mosquito is the vector, the carrier. The Plasmodium protist is the pathogen that causes the disease. Always make this distinction in your exam answers, or you'll lose marks. So, to recap those four routes, direct contact, droplet infection, waterborne, and vector transmission. Commit these to memory because they form the foundation of this entire topic. Now let's talk about how to smash those exam questions. OCR loves testing your ability to link transmission methods to prevention strategies. You'll often get a question that describes a disease scenario and asks you to suggest or explain how transmission could be reduced. Here's the golden rule. Your prevention method must directly block the specific transmission route. For example, if the question is about malaria, which is vector-borne, suggesting wash your hands won't earn you any marks because hand washing prevents direct contact transmission, not vector transmission. Instead, you need to suggest methods like sleeping under insecticide-treated mosquito nets, using insect repellent, or draining areas of standing water where mosquitoes breed. Each of these directly interrupts the vector's ability to bite humans. Another common mistake, using vague language. Don't write "stop the disease spreading." Be specific. Right, the mosquito net acts as a physical barrier preventing the female Anopheles mosquito from biting and transferring the Plasmodium protist. Command words matter too. If the question says describe, you need to say what happens. If it says explain, you need to say why or how it happens, and you should use the word because to link cause and effect. For example, wearing a face mask reduces droplet infection because it prevents the inhalation of pathogen-containing droplets expelled during coughing or sneezing. And here's a top tip for longer questions worth 4 to 6 marks. Structure your answer by pairing each prevention method with an explanation of how it breaks the transmission cycle. This shows the examiner you understand the mechanism, and that's what earns you the higher marks. Right, let's test your recall. I'm going to ask you 3 quick questions, pause the podcast after each one, and answer out loud before I give you the answer. Question 1. What type of pathogen causes malaria, and what is its vector? The answer is, malaria is caused by the Plasmodium protist, and its vector is the female Anopheles mosquito. Question 2. Name one disease transmitted by droplet infection and describe how it spreads. The answer is, influenza is transmitted by droplet infection. An infected person expels pathogen-containing droplets when they cough or sneeze, and another person inhales these droplets. Question 3. Why is the term vector used for a mosquito carrying malaria rather than saying the mosquito causes the disease? The answer is, because a vector is an organism that carries the pathogen without being affected by it. The mosquito transports the Plasmodium protist from one host to another, but the protist is the actual cause of the disease. How did you do? If you got all 3, brilliant. If not, go back and review those core concepts. Okay, let's wrap up. Today we've covered the 4 main pathogen transmission routes: direct contact, droplet infection, waterborne, and vector transmission. We've learned how to link each route to specific prevention methods, and we've highlighted the common mistakes that lose students' marks in exams. Remember, be specific with your terminology, always identify the type of pathogen, and make sure your prevention methods directly block the transmission route. If you can do that, you'll be well on your way to top marks in this topic. Thanks so much for listening to GCSE Biology Essentials. Make sure you review your notes, practice those exam-style questions, and keep testing your recall. The more you retrieve this information from memory, the stronger it becomes. Good luck with your revision, and I'll see you in the next episode.